spot to give a plug to the big ABC World Fair Day this Sunday.
Looking very quiet now. It'll be very busy.
Yeah, indeed it is. I like your corporate approach there, Patty.
I don't know if it was pay rise though, Pete. I don't know if it'll work.
I think it was just by sheer accident. Yeah, so you're on the Brisbane River. Is it looking nice this morning? What's it like outside? Oh, it's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous. Lovely weekend coming up. And I'm with Constable Andrew Creed. And good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Pete.
Now, I'm here because you're the first woman cosplayer. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Tell us about this coxswain business, Constable. Can I call you Andrea, or do I have to go through the formal process of calling you Constable all morning?
No, you can call me Andrea.
Okay. Tell us what this business of coxswain. I thought that was somebody that sat in a rowing boat.
No, coxswain is actually a ticket. It's actually called a restricted coxswain ticket. And it's tickets that are authorised by the Queensland Transport. When you're in a trading vessel, a vessel that's actually carrying passengers, you need to be authorised to drive that vessel. I've got a restricted coxswain, which enables me to drive vessels up to 12 metres, up to 15 nautical miles offshore.
Okay.
So what does it actually mean for you now? You're getting on the water every day and you're police duties. What do you actually do with the boat?
Well, the water police duties, as you're aware, we tend to all the business or community people on the water. If they have any problems, we attend a lot of search and rescues. A downside of the job is we attend any dead bodies that may be in the river. And when the calls like today, as you know, there's a submarine in from America and going on the Southeast Freeway, Peter.
Okay.
Yep. And my actual duties are now that I've got my ticket, I'm actually the skipper of the boat. I can be in charge of the vessel. So that's a big buzz for me.
And this is actually your first day on the job?
No. I've been at the water police for a year, just over a year. And I've had my coxswain ticket for a couple of months. So, no, it's not my first day. You'd be very nervous if it was the first day.
You'd be too.
Do you get seasick, Andrew? No, I haven't yet, but they say everybody does, so my time might come one day. And have you got a boating background? I mean, why coxswain?
I love the water, and I was interested in water police. I love boats. I haven't got a boating background, I just have an interest for them, so.
Well, I've got your training officer here, who's the old barge, John Cranenberg. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Patty. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. What was it like training Andrea?
She's a very good student. I only wish I had her ability to learn things and remember things. And initially, it was a little bit hard for her because she's come down to a male-orientated workplace, and perhaps the guys didn't give her as much slack as they would have another guy. But she's proved them all wrong. She's worked very hard, and congratulations to her. She's got a ticket.
And does Andrea borrow the boat on the weekend to go water skiing or anything?
Patty, if she did, all the young blokes from the town would be wanting to go with us.
All right. Well, Andrea, how fast does this baby go?
We can get up to about 40 knots.
Let's do it!
do it!
Yeah, we're just conquering it,
Sit down. Hang on, Peter, we're just coming past Southbank, so if you get wet, this is why, because when the water police...
Actually, the speed limit on the river is 40 knots, so we won't be exceeding the speed limit, but Andrea is known to have a bit of a lead foot.
I reckon within the next 30 seconds you'll be waving at me past the ABC studios into Wong by the sound of it.
Well, we will be, indeed, I think.
Gee, it sounds fun. I love fast boats. I just love them. It's one of my passions. I wish I had one.
Well, listen to this, Peter. Andrea is really a serious speed freak because she's going to enter the Formula 2 speedboating races.
Right, she really is a speed freak.
Yes, you're looking for a sponsor, Andrea.
I think you're probably...
Anybody want to sponsor me?
I think you possibly are sorry you took this boat trip after all, Patty.
Well, hang on, Andrea. Now, there's a rower coming up here, Peter. We just better slow down or they'll be riding our bow. Now, Andrea, how fast do the Formula 2 speedboats get up to?
They can get up to about 180, 190 kilometres an hour.
Oh, sure.
That is so fast, isn't it? Oh dear.
Now, what sort of one question I wanted to know is what sort of an area do you cover with the water police there?
Well, Brisbane, we used to cover from say Double Island Point to Jumping Pin, but we do have a Wynnum District Water Police now, but they're not a 24-hour station. And we also have a Sunshine Coast Water Police; they're also not a 24-hour station. So when they're not working, we still cover from Double Island to Jumping Pin.
Tell you what, I reckon it sounds a great job. Do you ever get a chance to throw in a line?
No, not during working hours.
Right. You wouldn't tell me if you did anyway, Andrea.
But we've checked a few crab pots. What a stubborn you did if you take a crab out, isn't it, the go, Andrea? Yeah.
We better leave it there, Patty. Sounds like a lot of fun this morning.
It is. We're just going under this bridge is called near the museum and Victoria Bridge. And I suppose we better go back and apologise that poor little rowing fellow that we almost ran around.
Good PR for the police.
Okay. Bye, Peter.
Bye, Patty. Bye, Andrea.
Bye.
And apparently, an old salt tells me it's a coxswain. That's apparently how you say it, not coxswain, coxswain, so he says. It's 7:22.